Track 5.
Number 1.
She's just a horrible woman. She's turned such a beautiful house into a nightmare. I don't want to live there now. My wife is so scared of this crazy woman, and we're both so unhappy. Why does she do it all? We did nothing to her, did we? She acts so innocent, but we know she's crazy. Who eats other people's pets from the garden? Who does that?
Number 2.
You have no idea what I have suffered, do you? My life was hell. I didn't feel safe in my home, and because of this small group of horrible young people. They destroyed so many of my things and my property. And what did their parents do? Nothing. What did the police do? Nothing. I know that what I did was extreme and dangerous, I agree. But you must understand that these teenagers ruined my life.
Number 3.
I confess that I'm actually quite sad that some people don't respect their elders now. I simply wanted to enjoy my retirement and my favorite hobby. I love nature and sharing the joys of growing with other people. I honestly don't see the problem. My pension isn't great and I don't have a lot of money, so this is a way to receive a little extra. I honestly felt very sad for the people who visited me and wanted to buy some things. But I'm so happy now that I have an official place to grow and sell all the plants. And it's great that I can help with God's work of nature in His own house.
Number 4.
I have no idea what's wrong with the younger generations now. It's a shame. They seem to be very nice when they moved here, but for some reason now they're always angry. But why are they inventing crazy lies about me? And now, they complain about everything I do. I don't know of any other people who get angry because their neighbor ate a specific type of food or because they got a pet. And I want to clarify that my pet has never even touched that woman. So, what's the problem? I simply don't understand. They've created a massive crisis out of nothing, haven't they?
Number 5. My husband and I used to get on very well with them, but something happened to them. I think my dog is probably the problem, but they definitely exaggerated. There is no need to make this a legal case, is there? But, if you start something with us, we will finish it. Apparently, it's now a crime to stand in the street and admire the architecture of your neighbor's buildings. And let me tell you that they definitely did some horrible things to us. The only difference is that we don't feel the need to have hundreds of cameras around our house. It's just stupid.
Number 6.
I don't know what happened to them both. They used to be some of our best friends, but now suddenly, they decide to terrorize us with their psychological warfare. My wife felt scared, and I often have to travel for business. So I didn't want her alone at night, next to those crazy people. Who knows what they could do? So with the cameras, we can record everything and show the police all this psychological torture they are applying to us.